Hello? Okay. All right, here we go.
Okay.
It's recording again.
I remember when I was growing, my parents, my father lost his eyesight, and my mother would tell us that we were poor. And I couldn't figure out why I was poor. I had my mother, I had my dad, I had a house to live in. We always had plenty of food. And then I would see other kids in school. They lived in apartments. They didn't have a parent. They only had mostly their mothers. And they all lived in these apartments. And I couldn't imagine me being poor when I had everything. I had plenty of love, plenty of protection, plenty of. We went to church, and our life was surrounded around the church. That was our life. So therefore, I was a happy child. I'm a happy old lady now, and I just had that joy that our parents related to us, that showed us that we could do anything we wanted to through Christ. So I never felt fear, you know. I always they just gave me a positive attitude in on the Lord, because He's the one that gives us our strength. One thing I saw, one time we were going to a wedding over in Kansas City, Kansas, and my mother was at the bride's house, making the mole and helping the mother cook. And we said, "Well, we're going on to church." And we're coming down the street, and one of the girls says, "Oh, look at that funny cloud." I says, "That's not a funny cloud, that's a tornado." So we ran to church, and on our way to church, this family that I knew lived there, and I knew they were going to the church. And so I walked and I knocked on the door, and all the kids, because there were several families there waiting for the wedding. I walked in, I said, "Where's your mom and dad?" "They're in the back."
"Okay, you're with Chata."
"Yeah."
"Okay, thank you."
And then I says, "Benny, Benny, there's a tornado coming." He looked out the door. He said, "Everybody down in the basement."
Oh,
And
no.
I jumped down. I don't know how I jumped, but I landed on my feet. And all of us got down. And that same tornado passed the church, hit on the other corner, and then came across a 23rd Street bridge, and then it went over to the ballpark. So that was something exciting.
Really.
And another thing that was exciting in my life was going to Niagara Falls.
I've been there.
Oh, isn't that awesome?
Oh, yes, it's beautiful.
Oh, and when you go down in the boat,
Yes.
oh,
Oh my gosh.
it is just the
Yes.
wonders of the Lord.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Man, I know. I went there 2 years ago. And I've never been before, and it was me and some friends with my school. And yeah, I would want to go back there. And then I never experienced tornadoes because in Texas, all we have to worry about is, well, really bad.
Sandstorms.
Yeah, sunstorms, thunderstorms, and hurricanes.
Oh,
We've are part of a lot of hurricanes.
Yeah.
What single experience has given you the most greatest joy?
The greatest what?
Joy.
Joy? There's been so many. Joy, joy, joy. Just being alive and seeing all the wonderful things that we have in Kansas City, and being all over the United States. Everything has brought me joy. Just being alone, getting up in the morning and being able to come to Don Bosco, that gives me joy.
Yeah. What time in your life would you like to repeat?
What time? What time?
Like, yeah.
Well,
What age, maybe?
at what age? Maybe 30.
30. Okay. Uh-huh. How would you describe your worldview?
My worldview. I think we need more love toward each other, respect each other, and share with one another. And don't be so greedy and just think of myself, but think of our neighbor. That I think if we did that, that would be a better world.
When you think of the future, what gives you most hope, and what makes you uneasy?
Uneasy of all the crime that's going on, of how Satan has taken over, and so somebody got killed, somebody got shot every day. That's what worries me. And then people being able to carry their guns with them. That worries me.
Yeah.
Because you never know when you're going to get angry and you're going to take that out and shoot somebody. Because some people can't control themselves.
Is there anything we've left out of your story?
Many blessings.
Okay. Now it's your turn to ask me questions. So any of these questions you can ask me, and I'll be happy to answer them.
Okay.
Whatever you
want. What's your favorite subject in school?
Oh, favorite subject in school would be humanities. Learning about what humans have accomplished. Been learning about the different periods. And just learning how to make better choices in life, and like how every choice is significant.
What's the latest fad in school?
There's this term called hipster.
I've never heard that.
Okay, yeah, it's a type of person, I guess, or type of style. And it's just, it's like the new fad.
Just like the hippies in my time.
Right, exactly. It's exactly the same.
What are you going to do after you graduate from your
college,
university? And what are you going to do?
Okay. Well, right now I'm going to Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. I want to be a missionary overseas. The Lord saved me at 17 and put it on my heart that I will live a significant part of my life overseas, and so that's what I want to do.
My niece is in Lima for 6 weeks orphanage. She wants to be a missionary too. Oh, praise the Lord!
What else?
Tell me, what is your best friend?
Oh, my best friend is Gabriella Miller. She lives in, she goes to school in North Carolina. She was an MK, a kid. She grew up overseas. She lived in Lima, Peru. And her parents are missionaries, but she's from the States. And then there's another friend named Caitlin Schrader. She lives here with me in school. She goes to my school. And she's just someone that I can be real with and talk to, and there's no judgment.
What's your favorite sport?
My favorite sport would be soccer.
Oh, you're a soccer fan.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I've learned to like soccer lately. Okay. Are you in any club or organization?
I mainly volunteer here at the Senior Center. I was a part of a program called Fusion. It's a one-year discipleship program. They train you for 4 months, and then you get to go overseas for 4 months.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I want to talk to you.
Okay, sounds good. Let's conclude then. This is the conclusion of the July 15, 2014 interview with Miss Irene Lopez. And my name is the interviewer, Marissa Elias. So you